Now to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. A very exciting finish to the baseball game last night.
And the pitch bounced right side, base hit. Here comes Gomez around third. There'll be no play. The Twins have won the Central.
Well,
It's okay.
I'm okay with it, John. I'm fine. Right. I'm okay with it. But, you know, I mean, if the Tigers were going to leave the baseball play, what an amazing game.
It was an amazing game.
The Tigers are the first team that were up three games with four to play to lose a division series.
We didn't actually have to bring up that statistic.
And Carlos Gomez, who actually is from the Mets organization, who came from the Mets, Carlos Gomez was brought in for speed. And if you saw that play, when that ball got hit, when Casilla hit that ball, he was speeding around those bases. If he had not been there and if they had not focused on speed,
right,
they literally would not have scored that point. And it was an amazing, incredible game. And incredible for the Metrodome, who was there both games last night with the Monday Night Football game and the night before with the Monday Night Football game and last night. That person must be out of their mind right now.
So the Twins beat the Tigers 6-5, 12 innings in that game. Who are they going to go on to play in the division series?
Well, they're going to play the best team in baseball, the New York Yankees.
And they're playing it exhausted.
They're playing exhausted, but this is interesting. The wild card since 1995 has been in effect for non-first place teams with the next best record to go against division leaders, to get into the playoff hunt. So in that time, four World Series champions have won the wild card. And I mention the wild card not because the Minnesota Twins are the wild card, but they're playing like the wild card. They have the momentum of the wild card going in. So they might be playing exhausted, but they have the energy. And I think the Yankees should be a little worried.
And they're facing the Yankee ace, CC Sabathia, today. And if he doesn't have a good game, the Twins could really have some big mo.
And that's interesting about both parks, the Yankee Stadium and Metrodome, both the ball flies out of the park. So this actually could be an offensive attack from both sides. And Joe Mauer, who's the catcher for the Twins, he is the MVP.
Okay, we also see the Rockies play the Phillies and the Cardinals play the Dodgers tonight. Thanks so much to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
Hey, good morning.
Contributor.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.